Our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat spotlights a two-year legal battle to get access to names of law enforcement officers. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us on the line this morning. Hi there.
Good morning, Catherine.
So this is your big data dive.
Yeah, you know, Civil Beat's been around, and I've been around since the beginning, since 2010. And when we first published our database of public employee salaries, boy, the traffic just went through the roof. People wanted to know how much people were making. And we didn't do it just for hits, for, you know, to get eyeballs to the site, although that in part was the reason. But the more important reason is this is taxpayer money, and that the budgets, the salaries, are a major part of what the state and county has to account for, and these are taxpayer dollars. So we feel very important, very importantly, that this needs to be made public as easy as possible. And today, I'm happy to say we have our latest database up on the site, and this one, as you indicated, is about HPD, Honolulu Police Department, although you're right, we did have some trouble getting the data from them.
Right. Your article says that the city actually tried to provide the information, but the union blocked it.
Yeah, that's SHOPO. I should say that every other agency pretty much that we've been getting salaries from, and you can imagine they're just all over the state and counties, pretty good about turning over the information promptly, recognizing that it's public interest. Not so with the HPD info. 2 years ago, SHOPO challenged that legally. They argued in particular that they were worried about the identities of undercover police officers being made public. And in fact, there is an exemption in the state's public record law for undercover cops. But the question came down to what exactly defines an undercover police officer? What identifies one as a plainclothes officer? At what point are they still undercover if they later go to work in a different part of the department? So that held up the release of the data for the last 2 years. And now SHOPO's court appeals have run out, and a judge has followed through saying, look, this is public information. It's of public interest for people to know. And so that data is now up on the website with some exceptions. There's about 114 names that are withheld, some inspectors in the Attorney General's office, Commerce and Consumer Affairs, and also Public Safety. We're still trying to find out exactly how it is that they were able to exempt those particular names.
Yeah, I mean, I can see, you know, you do want to protect those officers that are deep undercover,
right,
and trying to get information that we need to get these criminals off the street. But yeah, how broad is it, that definition? And interesting that it includes all those other departments.
Yeah, exactly. And SHOPO has said their main concern is public safety, that somehow you might harm someone if their name were to get out there. And by the way, we should say that the specific numbers on some salaries are not known. The state actually allows you to provide a salary range, you know, like 50,000 to 100 and so forth. But there are some people at the very top of the police department whose exact salaries we know. That includes Susan Ballard, the chief. She makes the most, no surprise there, $205,000 annually. And then two deputy chiefs under her at $196,000. And the way this works, it's really simple to use. You go on our website, civilbeat.org, and the name, the title, and the salary are available, and you can search. There are a total of 2,000, more than 2,000 people employed with HPD.
Okay, and so what do we have to look forward to down the road? So HPD today, and then what else?
Yeah, I don't have the next one in line, but I can tell you every time there's a new fiscal year and there's been a change, maybe with particularly with contractual obligations, salary increases generally go into effect after negotiations. So I don't know the next batch, but I can tell you that we will be churning these out over the next few weeks. And I got to give SHOPO some credit. Brian Black of the Civil Beat Law Center, which was handling the lawsuit over this information, he actually credited new leadership at HPD for making this information available. But sure enough, you can bet we will be getting the salaries of such as the state legislature, the Honolulu Mayor's Administration Council, the county councils, and so forth, all information regarding public employees in the state of Hawaii.
And that covers University of Hawaii too, right?
Yes, it does. In fact, I was actually looking back to one of the first ones we ever ran back in 2010 again, and we ran the lowest paid and the highest paid UH salaries. And I remember at the time we got some calls, mostly from people angry to find out that they were making less than their coworker, but others grateful to say, I appreciate knowing this information. It is public. And ever since then, it has been, as we said, as I said earlier, we really consider it a public service. This is your money. You should be able to know how it's spent.
Yes, and I know for years we've always heard that university jobs are plum jobs, and that's where folks believe that, you know, that's where lawmakers or, I don't know, political hacks, I don't know how you want to describe them, but a lot of them end up at the university with much higher salaries.
Yeah, and I can tell you that's always been a point of contention, particularly to some lawmakers who say, why are you paying them so much? In the defense of the UH, real quickly, they say you got to be competitive with universities across the country.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Chad.
Sure, Catherine.
That was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. If you want to find out more on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.